I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
248-539-9797. All right, Gator, the Michigan State thing. Look, I think basically the whole thing comes down to this one question, and that is, do you believe that Mark D'Antonio can turn it around? And if so, why? And if you think he can turn it around, I think the man has earned the right to stay, if you think he can turn it around. But isn't that basically the question right now?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, do I think he can turn around? I don't know. I have big questions after that loss to Illinois. It was an epically bad loss. I haven't had a reaction to a loss like that in a long time. This is a really tough one for me to take because of everything that's on the line, because he is under fire and on the hot seat from the fan base. You had the athletic director come out in the Lansing State Journal on Friday, I think it was, late Friday, early Saturday, and say that he's got his support and Mark D'Antonio's job is not in jeopardy. And then they do what they did on Saturday. You can't, that loss is so awful. I can't even put it into words, but the ramifications for me as a fan or as a broadcaster, and I try to be as objective about this as possible, is that, you know, the university let him allegedly keep his staff together last year. The offensive staff all on 1-year contracts reportedly. And okay, you're going to change things up because the offense needed to be changed. You did, but you didn't go out and get anybody new. And the offense has been awful this season, save for a couple of games. They're not scoring enough. The running game is mismatched. They finally got to run again yesterday Saturday with Collins. He ran, I think, for 160 yards. He was great. But they haven't developed the quarterback. Lewerke has regressed. The offense is a big problem, and now you're going to have to say we need new coaches, assistant coaches. Do you want to let Mark D'Antonio hire assistant coaches and stay on, or do you have to say, look, we need to part ways, and let's part ways at least on the highest note we can, let you do it, let you fall on your own sword and step aside, which is what I hope happens. I'm at the point now that I'm a huge Mark D'Antonio fan, but I think he needs to step away. And if I were him, I'd let the team know this week so that they put a premium on the game against Michigan and start the search right after the Michigan game.
So, look, there's a couple things here. I will continue to say I think Michigan State, the athletic department, and heck, the university needs strong leadership. And at this point, there's not a lot of evidence that is in place when it comes to the athletic department. Beekman may be great, but I don't know how we could know that. That's where I think this whole thing starts. But can he turn it around? Well, right now, there's obviously issues with the staff. I think there's issues with recruiting that the last few years it's been problematic. I think there's no recruiting momentum moving forward. But here's the glimmer of hope I will give you. D'Antonio made a program based on undervalued recruits. And so even if there isn't recruiting momentum and it doesn't look like it's going great, it's kind of what he did. Now, can he repeat that? Can he repeat it? You go back and look at recruiting classes that he had where a guy comes in as a 3-star and later you're like, well, in reality, that guy was probably a 4 or 5-star because D'Antonio could find him. But he's struggling now because of the Blackwell situation. Recruiting in state becomes incredibly difficult because Curtis Blackwell's back running Sound Mind, Sound Body, and he's suing the university, and so Michigan State very well can't show up at his camps. It's becoming really difficult. So this is tougher than it was, but he's done that before. As unlikely as it seems, he has done it before, where he's taken undervalued recruits and built a winner, right?
Yeah, but he's not getting any younger, and yeah. It seems that he hasn't. I mean, this is just a different season. The season that came off the wheels in whatever it was, 2017 or 2016, whatever, whichever year it was, where just everything went wrong towards middle of the season, and they end up winning three games that year. That felt like, okay, they started changing over to getting a lot of young guys getting playing time, and it's just a lot of immaturity. They'll grow up and they can be better. And then they bounced back and had a real nice year. This one doesn't feel like that. This one feels like you have to make changes. You waited way too long to make changes. You didn't make those changes. You shifted the responsibilities of the coaches and kept the same coaches on staff. I mean, it wouldn't matter to me. Like, Harlan Barnett could be available because down in the Florida State as a defensive coordinator. Hasn't done a whole lot with Florida State down there. But Harlan Barnett was a fixture here at Michigan State and with Mark D'Antonio. He could say, well, I'm going to bring Harlan back. That doesn't help the offense out. You know, you could say, well, what if we get some of the guys in the band back together? No, I think they need to make changes and just, you know, try to do it as gracefully as possible with plenty of deference to the head coach that absolutely made this program relevant to where it was the best program in the state for years. But they've fallen on some hard times here, and I think a lot of it is the stubbornness of the head coach. And I appreciate all that he's done. I hope that they've got enough in them to win out this season and send him off a winner. But I think that the time has come where he has to step aside.
Yeah, it does feel overall like it's over. And the lack of, I think, recruiting momentum, like even if it was just some young, exciting assistant coach, somebody had created some buzz that had people saying, ooh, I want to go play for him. But it doesn't feel like there's that. 248-539-9797.
Something that I did, I enjoyed in the first half of the game on Saturday. I mean, they started two true freshmen on the offensive line, and they didn't look terribly out of place. They had other true freshmen out there on the field, and they looked like they were guys who were ready to make some plays. I think they've got talent on this team, and recruiting is absolutely the lifeblood of any program, and they have to be coached up. And I do get concerned because I think he's a hell of a coach. I think he's a hell of a coach. And you worry that you're not going to find a guy who's better than him. That, hey, this guy may be the hot shot at, you know, some MAC school or wherever else, but can he handle Big Ten football? I don't know. You're taking a gamble, but I think this is the time that you got to take that gamble.
All right, let's get back to your phone calls. We've got a Q in Ann Arbor. Hi, Q.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm going Chump is Patricia. I believe a lot of the problem is he's becoming too predictable. It's almost like Michigan football last year. Teams know we're going to play man-to-man 80%, only going to rush three. So I noticed this pattern. If you look at the Raiders game, they had the first half, they had Derek Carr. Spillman called it out. The receivers were very confused. They were playing cover two. Second half, they go back to man-to-man. Same with the Bears. So they just became so predictable. And Darius Slay called on it when he was saying the pieces aren't in the right places. I've also noticed that they're using Trey Flowers on the left side of the field. When you looked at his highlights from New England, he always was on the left side of the defensive line. So it's almost like the Bears use Khalil Mack. He's going to get 10 sacks if he's going up against the right tackle. They pay Trey Flowers all this money, and he's going up against the left tackle. Why aren't you using him as a pass rushing specialist going up against the right tackle? You know, so I think, you know, the philosophy is the problem on how he's using the players in situation. You know, it's 3rd and 7. Go to a cover two. You know Darius Slay can take away the left side of the field, and teams aren't going to go throw his way when he's man-to-man.
Well,
so I think it shows.
I would say this about Trey Flowers, and looking at what Trey Flowers has done in the last few games, he's gotten better. The last few games, he's got 4 sacks in the last 3 games. He had 7 yeah. tackles against the Bears. And though I agree with you, Q, it watching all the New England highlights, he's going against the right tackle, and he's on that other side of the defense. But he's produced in the last 3 weeks. Maybe things are clicking with him. I don't know. Or it just could be the opposition you're going against, because the Giants, the Raiders, and the Bears aren't exactly juggernauts.
Q, who's your champ real quick?
Champ, I'll probably just say Minnesota would be my champ of the week.
They proved something. How much, we'll find out, but they definitely proved something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.